If you go and see a doctor today, they may be wearing odd socks for Socks for Docs, which is raising awareness about doctors' mental health. Brisbane surgeon Eric Levi spoke to reporter Felicity Ogilvie.
It is multifactorial. There isn't just one thing that causes doctors to be depressed or commit suicide. When you've got a mental health problem, you do have the tendency or the predisposition to that. However, that's just one factor. There are many clinicians who are do not have any mental health issues, and the workload that is placed upon them, the burnout, the long hours, put a lot of pressure on these people, and that might be another trigger. External factors such as, you know, we're working in a highly complex industry, very challenging, more and more medicine is becoming very complex, our patients are becoming very complex and very sick. On top of that, the community pressure for doctors to perform well, all I think become a bit of a synergistic combination of factors that often pushes doctors to consider suicide or to have a mental health breakdown. And on top of that as well, as a community, we have not addressed this issue very well from the point of view of being open about it. There are some stigma around doctors with mental health because they can be reported directly and restrictions are placed upon their work. Their medical indemnity might go up because of the mental health issues. So altogether, there are multiple factors that become a hindrance for clinicians to openly admit that they are struggling and that they need help.
What is it about medicine that makes it such a hazardous profession? The US study into physician suicide found that it's been known for more than 150 years that doctors have an increased rate, that they're more likely to take their own lives than the general population.
I think medicine obviously attracts a certain quality. People who go into medicine or surgery in general are going to be those who have high expectations on themselves. They want to do well. They want to do well for their patients. They place high expectations on themselves. And they train hard. And the training is meant to be hard for the sake of our patients. They are meant to go through arduous training to ensure that doctors who are treating patients are fully trained and safe. On top of that as well, there's high expectation from the community, obviously, to provide care of the highest standard, care that is safe for patient.
What do you hope that the Odd Socks Day will achieve?
There are three things that we were hoping it will achieve. Number one is to remember the many clinicians, not just doctors, but clinicians who have unfortunately committed suicide. And the second thing is we wanted to just raise awareness that doctors are humans in a very high-pressure system. And so having doctors who have physical and mental illness is a very normal, expected, almost a human thing. And thirdly, we would like to essentially reshape the culture of medicine. And what we mean by that is essentially trying to bring that kind of humanity back into medicine, to think that, you know, we need help. Doctors need each other to care for each other, particularly to care for the younger generation, the future doctors and future clinicians coming up. However, at the very least, all that we want to do is just create a discussion or conversation to start a conversation about this issue.
Dr. Eric Levi speaking to reporter Felicity Ogilvie. And if you or anyone you know need help, you can call Lifeline on 131114.